are we fabulously all the above were.
This is Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, and Prince Ali is Aladdin. If you have young children in your life, you could probably sing along with that soundtrack from Disney's Aladdin. Aladdin, Princess Jasmine, and of course the Genie are on stage in Sacramento this week as the Broadway touring show of this award-winning musical continues through June 2nd. So we kind of threw it out there and made a wish that the Genie would pop into our studio for a visit. Here he is. Major
Boom,
Attaway.
Poof, here I am. How you
Welcome.
Doing? Thank you. Thank
Glad
you for having me.
You
Hello,
here.
Everybody.
The original?
Actually, no, I'm not. James is the original. I'm the first person to step in on Broadway after him.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I just gave you a very big credit then.
I will accept the love.
Jacob Dickey has the title role of Aladdin through most of the Sacramento run, although mm-hmm. there's a little trade-off in the roles. Jacob, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate that you're here early in the morning because these are big nights and the enthusiasm here has been really wonderful for the show, hasn't it, Major?
Yes, it's been well received. The audiences have been electric. It's been great.
I want to know why it is that we love to make wishes, and I think you should be an expert on that by now.
Oh, of course. You know, that's a great question. It's a universal thing. I think that's the biggest thing that brings people together around the energy of the genie is the idea that it doesn't matter who you are, everyone can have an answer for what would your three wishes be. Mm. Yeah, I think that's exactly it about. Why? That's the quickest way to bring everyone around the genie, because you can ask anyone, and what would be one for you?
A wish for me mm-hmm. would be right now. Health has been important in our little Insight group. We have a team member who's had a little bit of challenge this week, Mark Jones. So, Mark, I'm giving you one of my genie wishes, that you have continued good health.
That's beautiful.
And I think that it kind of depends what's on the top of your mind. Do you think your wishes change? Genie, do you think about your own wishes?
That's exactly what I was going to say. My wishes change with the season, with the day, with my meal. It depends. I may wish to have that again, or you know, I totally agree. So yeah, that's what I was getting to, is that it all depends. But that's the best part about it. It's always there. Those wishes can always be, you know, be brought up, whether they're large or small, or you know, for one person or for many.
Jacob, this film and this show are the coming of age story for Aladdin. But in the Disney world, to have the boy's story really highlighted is unique, and I think sets it apart in some ways. So what about that transformation that you go through in the idea of wishing?
Well, I think at the core of the story, it's fairly universal. It's just a young boy who wants to make his mom proud. You know, I have a mom, surprise.
Most people do.
And like, she's the most incredible woman in the world. And so to be able to come on stage and share that story, which is my story and which is many people's story. Even if you're missing a mom in your life, you have a parent or you have a figure that you just want to make proud. And to be able to tell that story every night, is really magical. Yeah.
Where is your mom, by the way?
My mom is in Virginia. I'm originally from Virginia Beach. So she's across the country right now.
When has she seen you in this role, in this show?
Well, I actually was Aladdin in New York for about a month when I first started, and my mom came on Mother's Day for the first time to see me as Aladdin. So singing Proud of Your Boy on Mother's Day to my mom was pretty amazing.
For the audience, that place, that cave of wonders, when the two of you meet and the two of you navigate how you're going to be together, is so magical. In this show, it's really fantastic. Mm. And Genie, your entire head is glittered.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That is. I think it's a beautiful tie-in to the shimmer and the gold of the entire moment. You know, the mystery of that cave of wonders, the danger, the excitement, the fact that it's filled with all of this treasure. But yes, the glitter is the best and worst part.
I was going to say
about being the genie.
Like, I'm jealous, but I'm not jealous.
That's what I wanted to know. You know, it's kind of easy for him. He really just has to put a vest on over his bare skin.
Truly, look,
don't get me started.
there's a lot spoken about his physique, and I was watching you dance and turn and thinking that glitter is seamless.
I appreciate that.
Hey, talk about the friendship between the two of you, and you have to have some chemistry. I don't think you can do a scene like that. Although Major, maybe anybody would have chemistry with you because you're fun, and what seems to be improv just kind of flows so naturally. First of all, does the show change every night a little bit for you?
Yes, without question. But that's an energy flow for the genie itself. You know, we have to. There's a certain amount of energy that comes with the idea of being in the lamp for 10,000 years and coming out, and the first person, you know, well, this person gets to see what you're capable of. You know, that energy permeates every single performance, but it does change depending on, you know, a lot of different things, depending on audience reaction to certain jokes and to the rhythm of certain jokes, or to just how, you know, how I physically or mentally got myself back to that genie energy. That affects our friendship in the show, which it's, you were asked that question as well. It's a bromance, really.
Yeah, it is.
you made me think of it when you said it's a male-heavy show as well, and the uniqueness of that, I think, adds to our energy. And it's, I'm happy to be his cheerleader and on stage and off, really, but the lessons that we learn, it's beautiful how the lessons that we have to learn kind of mirror each other, you know, in the show. I'm trapped, he's not, and we both want the opposite and don't realize that we kind of already have it and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, on the surface, it can be the flash and the fun, but honestly, for us, it gets meaty, if you will, when it comes to how we put together our friendship in the short scenes that we have in between the songs.
That's Major Attaway. He is the genie in the touring Broadway musical Aladdin, which continues in Sacramento through June 2nd. I want to hear more about that same topic from you, Jacob.
Sure.
Jacob Dickey is in the role of Aladdin. So what about the bromance, the celebration of the two of you together, and how you have to look at him like he just appeared out of nowhere and you're so startled and you have to recreate that really big reaction every show?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it helps that Major is actually very cool in real life and he's easy to get along with. Most of the genies are, actually all the genies are, that I have worked
There's
with.
More than one?
There are more than one. Not here.
He's pretty convincing that he's very the only convinced. One.
Or are there?
Or
I have a theory that we're all the same genie, but
well,
please
okay,
continue.
Well, see.
Well, you
were
the one that
multiple
had
dimensions.
A little Sacramento memento with you. I'm not going to give anything away,
oh, sure,
but there
yeah.
was a little Sacramento touch to your genie arrival.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, it's funny, speaking about my reaction to genie appearing, being genuine, a few nights ago, there was a technical difficulty, and Major wasn't able to come out of what he comes out of. I did not know that, and I was on stage, and he leapt out of the wings doing this big belly roar, which he does, and I truly shrieked. I was actually fully shaken up. So sometimes it is a genuine reaction.
Were you in any kind of a panic, thinking, what am I going to do? Or is that just part of the improv of...
Oh, yeah. No panic necessary.
Yeah.
For my character, the genie himself, you're right. That I just let it be a part of the improv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens often. And then I think when you can find a balance between that energy, the audience will join you. You know, because if a mistake happens and it's blatant enough that it doesn't just flow seamlessly into whatever else is going on, then, I mean, I'm the genie. You know, it's my magic that I'm creating.
Right.
Maybe I'm a little rusty. It's been 10,000 years.
Right.
Come on.
You laugh about it, the audience laughs about it.
It's all right.
Rusty or not, never had a friend like me,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, let's cue the music on that. Here we go.
Can you give me a body, yada, yada?
Body, yada, yada.
Good scotty wop.
Scotty wop.
Everybody, dibbity bobbity boo.
Bibbity bobbity
boo. Womp, 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 womp. I'd have had a thousand tails. We master you in luck, cause up your sleep, you got a brand of magic never fail. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo and help. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir,
what
will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, shout it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now, now, now.
Our, my coworkers are coming past the window, peeking in. They want to see the genie in Aladdin. I love the line, get your wish on now. Get your wish on. This is a pretty fantastic show.
Yeah.
The costumes, the pyrotechnics, the flying carpet, and Jacob, tell me, that carpet really is flying, right?
It is actually flying, yes.
Your feet are not hooked into like snowboard straps or anything?
No, no. Not at all.
Sorry, the magic is real, man.
The magic. No, that carpet is truly magical. The first time I saw it in real life, I actually cried just because.
Oh, yeah, it's breathtaking.
It's breathtaking. I grew up, and you grow up with that image of
right.
seeing a carpet, and it's an animation, and then you see it in real life, and it is incredibly well done on stage.
So this film was based on 1001 Nights, and I remember the film being released between my two little kiddos in 1992. Mm-hmm. What's your memory of first seeing Aladdin, Jacob, as a film or a story?
Aladdin was absolutely one of my favorite Disney movies growing up. I mean, I was born in 1991, so it was kind of right around. I was a 90s Disney kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Aladdin. There are pictures of me. My mom made an Aladdin costume for Halloween one year. But yeah, I mean, he was kind of the first prince and first Disney that character that looked like me. You know, I'm mixed race. And growing up, seeing a lot of white princes was great, and I could, you know, identify with them. But seeing Aladdin was like, oh, cool, I could be that person, and ended up being that person.
Where did you study theater?
James Madison University. It's a college in Virginia.
Major Attaway, I have to tell everybody that you played Frosty in Frosty the Snowman,
yes,
too.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think in every character where there needs to be improv, there needs to be personality, and I'm going to add that magic ingredient of love, because there's so much love in those characters. Are you picky about what you choose to do?
I mean, I think as an actor, that is possibly a loaded question.
I think so, too. That's why I asked you. Because on one hand, you want to work.
Yep.
On the other, you need to be who you think you are and
right.
want to be.
Yeah. Let me say that my answer is I enjoy the fantasy work, even when, because it's still based in the, you know, the rawest human emotions. And I think sometimes it's that escapism can bring people together in an easy way. And so I think when the curtain opens and it's ready for me, you know, it's time for me to be the genie. Sometimes it's almost like you just know that we've all come together to buy into this moment to sit here and let me tell you this story. So I think, yes, I will say I'm partial to it. I won't say that I don't love a good ragtime moment either. How's that?
Yeah.
How about the reboot of the film coming out this Friday, I think? Will Smith?
Super excited.
So excited.
Have you had any previews, any sneak peeks?
I think we as a group are going to see the show, yes.
We are.
But
yeah.
We haven't done that yet. But I think a few of our Disney cousins in New York have gotten to see it ahead of time, so we're a little jealous, and they won't tell us, and we don't want them to. But yes, we're very excited to see the adaptation of the film.
So Clinton Greenspan is the other Aladdin that's in this cast. Is there another genie? Do you have an understudy?
Well, the genie has standby rooms. We have standbys.
Okay. Yes.
Now, and they are as important as my presence in the production. I truly believe that, because every genie has to be able to do exactly what one does. Mm-hmm. So, and more.
Mm-hmm. Anybody, does the standby tour with the company?
Yes,
or?
Ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Standbys are in the building for every performance, no matter what.
Okay.
Because if anything happens,
right.
someone has to be able to put that glitter on their head and go out there and finish the
stage.
Number.
Yeah.
Right. So, that's how crucial they are to the survival of the performance, you know, of the work itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They cover not only the genie, but either of them covers an additional role as well. So they're the glue that holds us together.
Well, I was graced by a flying streamer in the middle of the show.
You took home a souvenir.
I did. 38 tons of flying scenery in the show, 84 illusions and effects. There was a time when suddenly a whole meal appeared on a coffee table that I had to double check. I still, to this moment, don't know how that happened.
That's one of my favorites.
A lot of the magic, and so many people backstage to help make the costume changes happen, the dancing. It's really a great show. So a final quick thought from each of you about how the character you play has rolled into who you are. Jacob, how's a little of Aladdin in with you every day?
I think his confidence has gone with me into real life. You know, he struggles, but through the entire show, he knows what he wants, even if he doesn't know who he is. And he has a confidence in that grows throughout the show. And I think by the end of the show, he is aware of what he truly wants and needs and what will make him a better person. And I think that confidence leaks over into my life.
You're so likable and charming and talented.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And Major Attaway, for the genie, how is the genie with you every day?
His reasoning. Mm. The genie has a forced confidence. I like that you said that, Jacob. But for me, it's his reasoning. When there's a couple of lines where he says to Aladdin, just be yourself.
Mm.
You know, that can be a lot or a little bit. And at the end of the show, when Aladdin says something to the effect of, I have to, you say it to Jasmine, I have to stop being someone I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, though the reasoning behind that is what has really come with me. You know, all that power, all that magic, but here's what really matters.
Okay, let's snap our fingers on three. The show is going to be done. That's Insight for today. And Aladdin continues. This is Insight 1, 2, 3.